What is a prosbo? It is customary by the Shemitah year, and according to Chabad custom and the ruling of many poskim, on Erev Rosh Hashanah prior to the Shemitah year, to perform a prosbo, usually done after Ataras Nedarim, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. What is it exactly, and what's its purpose? So as we addition to the requirement of those living in Eretz Yisrael to not work the land, there is an obligation upon Jewry over the whole world to abolish their loans and not collect debts. Something, of course, which can make the lenders very worried about the money that they expected in return for the money that they had lent. So biblically, there's a process that can be done to override and circumvent the annulment of the loan. And that is through a person handing over the physical loan document to a Beis Din and asking the Beis Din to collect his loan on his behalf. In such a case, the Torah did not nullify the loan, as it only nullified it from the perspective of the lender collecting it from the borrower. However, the Beis Din always retains the right to collect. And therefore, if they receive the loan document before the Shemitah year, or prior to the end of the Shemitah year, according to some opinions, then even from a biblical perspective, it remains collectible. That is not the novelty of a prosbo. The prosbo process instituted by the sages is a leniency in this law that facilitates the handing over of the loans to the court without having to actually give them the physical documents. And even if the loan was not documented at all, but was done verbally. The reason the sages allow this leniency is in order so people don't fear lending money to each other and having the Shemitah year abolish the loan. As if they were to withhold from lending, then they would transgress a biblical command to lend to your fellow Jew. So in order to prevent this hindrance, the sages instituted a very easy and lenient way of circumventing the Shemitah abolishment of the loan through giving it over to the Beis Din, even without handing them the actual loan document. Now, while for certain the prosbo circumvention works in today's times, it is questionable whether it would likewise apply in days that Shemitah is biblical, after Mashiach comes, etc. If whether this rabbinical leniency would still be in effect, or whether one would have to actually hand over the actual loan document to the Beis Din. So in summary, a prosbo is a rabbinical method of circumvention of loan abolishment that occurs with the Shemitah year, and hence it comes from the word pruz, which means institution, and bul, which means for the wealthy, meaning for the lenders. Now, how is a pruz bul done? So while this calls for a more lengthy discussion, in short, all the lender has to do is state before a halachically valid court of Jewish law, three kosher Jews, male above the age of bar mitzvah, prior to the start of the Shemitah year, he says, I hereby hand over my loans to you in order to be allowed to collect the money whenever I desire. By making this statement, the sages considered it as if the lender has handed over his loan documents to the court, and he may hereby collect and ask to collect his loan, even during and after Shemitah. As we explained above, this works even if one's loan was not documented, but rather was done orally. And even if it is documented, it is not necessary to hand over to the Beis Din the actual document of the loan. Now, it's interesting to note that the original institution of the prosbo was actually in a document form, meaning that the loaner would write a document that he is handing all of his debts to the court, and the court or witnesses would then sign it. So it was brought in the Gemara in Gittin 36a, the Rambam Hilchas Shemitah 9:18, and in the Mechaber in Cheshen Mishpat 37, Halacha 19. This, however, was only required of non-Torah scholars, while Torah scholars did not have to write the prosbo document, and rather sufficed with a mere statement. However, the Arishim who rule that anyone can choose to simply do the prosbo through words rather than a prosbo document, and so is the final ruling, as rules the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat 67:20 based on the Torah, and so rules the Alter Rebbe in Hilchas Alva, Halacha 35. And thus, practically, as we stated, it suffices to simply make the above verbal statement on Erev Rosh Hashanah, as we said that it's customarily done after Ataras Nedarim, simply because you already have a Beis Din there, and it's not necessary to sign in a document, although if you do so, that is also valid, of course.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.